It's the season premiere of Laverne and Shirley.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
The family just arrived, and when they arrived, they came bearing gifts. I've sort of torn through these French fries. There's a place that's down here in Fort Myers, Florida. It's just around the corner. It's called Matt's Red Hots.
Yeah.
And Matt's Red Hots has, unquestionably, in my humble opinion, the, I guess you can't say unquestionably and then say your humble opinion because it's a contradiction. I'm going to say unquestionably the best French fries in Fort Myers right here. I don't know what he does to them, but they're like even double fried.
Even better than Jimmy's?
Jimmy's what?
Jimmy's Old Town Tavern's fries.
I've never really spotlighted Jimmy's Old Town Tavern fries because I think they're kind of like a second to the wingies that he has.
Well, I would say based on the mouth noise of you eating, well, right before the countdown goes up where we just have a little silence.
Yeah,
for
but
the three
I, then
of
I
us.
Muted it. Then I muted it for both of you guys so you didn't have to hear it.
But until the countdown, it is mouth noise.
Oh, yeah, it was a lot.
It was bad.
Yeah. Ugh. No one wants that.
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah, you know. Sorry, you asked for it.
Especially the audio only people.
Sorry, audio only people.
What about this Jimmy's Red Hots? What else do they sell?
It's Matt's Red Hots. Why are you so obsessed with Jimmy? I know that's where you get all your free food.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that is it.
No, it's not.
No,
it is. I haven't been there forever.
Rob hasn't done one of their little karaoke nights or whatever in a long time.
Really?
That's right. Yeah, I haven't been there forever. But I misspoke. So Matt's Red Hots, are they primarily a hot dog joint? Because that's what they indicate with Red Hot.
No, they're not. They're kind of a burger joint. So
okay.
And I'm not. I don't know. I'm weird about burgers. I'm really not. I know this is going to be blasphemy to Americans, but I'm going to say I'm just not that. I'm not that big on a burger. I think they're overdone in the United States. I think there are too many of them.
I will have one tonight for dinner, as a matter of fact.
A homemade?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
This place looks like a Five Guys.
The Matt's?
Yeah, it's
really a standalone place. Took over a Dairy Queen. And then.
Ooh, I bet you were bitter.
I wasn't real happy, but there was a real short.
Cream?
What's that?
How's their ice cream?
I think it's real ice cream. I think my wife and kid go there more than I do, but then they'll bring me home the fries, which I think are the best part of the thing. So it's Matt's Red Hots. Give them a free plug on the show here. Why not? You know,
do you feel that the fries have been dusted in something to make them crisp up on the outside, or are they just double fried?
I don't know. When I think dusted, that usually means seasoning.
There's starch that they can put on it. And Wendy's, I think, did it for a while that gives it sort of a more superior but fake coating. The reason McDonald's fries are the best is that they fry them once at, like, I think 320 and then finish them at 375. So they are double fried.
Take them out in between?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because that allows them to cook through and then get crispy. You want a fry to be crispy.
They sell Salan hot dogs exclusively, which is some brand out of Buffalo.
Mm. They're really good.
So, I can tell.
Matt, I wanted to say salute. I had stopped, and I wasn't going to go, but then you mentioned the sound. So there are people that, what do they call that, ASMR? Is that what
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I don't think anyone's ASMRing you eating fries, though.
No, I think that's the opposite.
Yeah.
So... Do you make, when you're on your grill, will you make a roundish fat one, or will you make the kind, or will you get like patties? I know you go to the box store where they have the pre-made patties.
As a rule, I make them my own.
Okay.
I'll get the organic ground beef, and it's a pound and a third that'll make four burgers perfectly. And I prefer them flatter and wider rather than thick.
Me too.
Because when they're thick, they tend to round up. And you don't want to be eating a meatball.
That's the way I'd like them. I bet I'd like the burgers that you have.
And I use Lowry's seasoning salt on them. It's very good.
Is that it? Is that the only seasoning you
add to
them?
That's all I add to
them.
Do you have one of those iron smashers?
No, I don't.
To keep on them?
I have a wicked spatula, though, that I can press with.
down in Florida, since we're talking about grilling, I am I'm still learning the Blackstone, the cast iron griddle. And
every time you say it, I think of the magician.
Hello, I'm Blackstone the Magnificent.
I can make your hunger disappear.
I am I'm really, really having trouble tending to it. It stays out there. It doesn't have a cover. And then the metal cover, sometimes I will leave off. And even though it's under the lanai overhang and it doesn't get any weather on it, being outside,
humidity will do it until it's properly seasoned.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to read more and prep it more, I think, because I'm on my third.
Is it a cast
third
iron?
Seasoning. You know, it's cast iron.
Okay, and how did you season it each time?
You do it with oil.
Yeah.
You do it with oil, and you put a very thin coat of oil, and you burn the oil off, and then you do it again, and then you do it again. And you can do it as many times as you want, but in between, when it rusts up, you got to scrape the whole thing off, and that's what I've got to do. I've got to do that again.
Do you know what you can do that would helpful? It's also good with a young cast iron frying pan.
Yeah.
Is while it's still in its youthful stages, when you clean it, leave oil on it. That seals it from the outside weather.
Yeah, and that's the thing I think I have to do.
And then when you're ready to cook, you just take some paper towels and clean it out the best you can.
Maybe I can get you some advice, because this weekend I go up for the frying pan festival again.
Oh, I remember that Georgia, last year. Yeah.
In Georgia.
Georgia.
Keep my top billing at the frying pan throw-in contest.
Yeah.
You know what? I can't wait to hear all of the details.
I believe it's
from
this
that
weekend.
Fabulous festival.
And they make the wives catch them, right?
Yes, with their teeth.
Exactly. With their noggins.
Noggins? Oh, no, they're coconuts.
I want to say, farewell to a fellow podcaster. His last podcast was dropping this week, and that's WTF with Mark Maron, who is going
there
off to... There he is right there. That's, those are the neighbors.
The neighbors.
Are the neighbors. They're doing... they obviously...
Maybe
that's directed
maybe
at you.
A tribute to... No, maybe it's not a shot at me. Maybe it's a tribute to Mark Maron.
Well, can we have that photo again? Because we had two large skeletons behind a table with, ostensibly microphones. Why are the children skeletons dressed as hot sauce?
Well, it says on the whiteboard in the back, today's guests are the taco truck sauce packets.
Oh, they're doing the hot sauce, whatever that podcast is. Oh. The famous one. The one not like ours.
Yeah.
Well, it says the podcast is having a costume contest, is what it says on that whiteboard.
All right, let me see. Hosts.
So they're inventing a whole backstory for this?
Yes.
That's bull, is what
they're doing. Oh, and their hosts are Bob Fibula and Brian Tibula.
Yes.
Tibia. There it is. So that's a little medical joke, a little bones joke.
What are their names, Brian and Bob?
Bob and Brian. Bob and Brian.
Is there a Bob and Brian radio show down there that they're perhaps paying homage to?
I don't think so.
No, it'd be a podcast, so it wouldn't be. But they're obviously paying homage to the hot sauce show.
Yeah, well, I don't like that.
Do we have that name of that podcast? Do we know
Hot Ones? Isn't it Hot Ones?
It's called The Hot Ones.
The Hot Ones. Okay, and they've had. I mean, everybody in Hollywood's been on that show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite the gimmick.
Not Diane Keaton.
Well, not anymore.
No. Yeah.
Dan Ware, thank you very much. We appreciate the $10 super stat charge stat.
Oh, no, you don't have the buttons ready.
I'm sorry.
There it is.
Dan Ware, $10 super chat. Thank you very much to start the week. That's very kind. That keeps the show chugging along. We don't have a gimmick for today's super chats, but we can always do it if you recommend one. If you do that in the comments and you want to recommend a
$10 isn't going to get him. I think it's
what
a minimum of 20.
What are you doing?
$20.
We take $2. We take
$1.
No,
but I think when we did the gimmick, we required 20, I think.
But we don't have a gimmick at the moment.
But so, but if he's going to request
we just give our appreciation. And I thought that Rob Spiewak was going away this weekend, but it was the nor'easter that hit up there, right?
Yeah, it was. They were calling for lousy weather, and then the weekend got shorter and shorter because of other people. It was going to be Carrie and me and Robert, that were going to go to Rehoboth Beach. And it's very nice to go to an Eastern Shore beach out of season after Labor Day, less crowded, less traffic. The weather is normally lovely.
All the stores are closed.
All of the stores are closed.
Nobody sees your nipples?
Well, I insist, but they will not unless they, they bear it.
That's
they
a nice bike ride.
It is. Mike, originally it was going to be a depart Thursday night and come home Monday evening. Nice long weekend. But then Robert was going to come along and he had to work on Friday and on Monday. So we would have to leave Friday night to come back Sunday night. And that's an awful long ride for that kind
of... That was the mistake.
It was?
Yeah, inviting Robert.
Well, I think he invited himself. I don't know.
It would have been... You didn't want to just be you and Carrie for the 3-4 days?
It would have been... Well, it was our 29th anniversary.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, was that the reason you were going away?
Well, it was originally, I think, until Robert got involved. And then,
well, what is the deal? I mean,
that's why Robert should have never been invited.
It's your anniversary weekend.
Robert,
and then he says, Dad, I can't. I got to work. And then, you know, you would have had a romantic getaway with your bride.
Well, no, but I had nothing to do with Robert being invited in the first place. It just he came along. And I said,
well, who invited him?
I guess it was Carrie. Or maybe he invited himself, but I was not privy to that. I said to him, you know,
nice to see the lines of communications are still wide open in the Speedwag house.
I will say this, Mike, after 29 years, who cares?
I don't need to talk to her. But you wanted to get away with her, right?
I thought it would be originally, nice. Well, if the weather had been promising and the weekend had been longer, it would have been very nice.
She obviously, you know, was just thinking about your son more than you were, I guess.
Well, and I think that's probably great. So,
The text I think you sent me on Friday, Rob, was, I'm not going, but Carrie will still go.
Yeah, because then there was the moment on Friday where if we didn't go at all, she was going to feel awkward because a friend offered her the property, a friend through work. And she said, after I accepted, I'd feel bad.
Yeah, when you said weather, I said, well, you're not going up there for sunshine.
No, but you don't want it to be raining.
And why not? I would.
Why not? The two of you are then just stuck inside with Netflix?
Yeah, well, you know what? I can do that here without spending any money.
But also, seeing the ocean and stuff like that.
Like to see the ocean, but
people
you know
watching.
What? I said you and Robert go, and then Robert bailed, so she bailed, and so nobody went to Rehoboth.
Oh, so you didn't tell the story truthfully at the beginning. The real story was you bailed early.
Well, no.
You bailed.
You were the first to bail.
I was the first one to say that the weather is going to be horrible, and I sent a screen cap of the weekend weather in Rehoboth, and then Carrie said, would you like to stay home and watch the dogs? I said, that would be great. I'll do that. And then you can go up there with Robert.
You got replaced.
I never get
on
a chance to stay home alone.
By your son.
Truly alone, Mike, is really quite good.
But, yeah, okay. So you didn't really want to go at all.
No, if it had been a banger weather weekend, I would have gone up. Like, if they had been calling for, like, 75 and sunny, I would have made the drive.
Okay.
But also, it's a long drive for me. You know, that's 7 hours in the car.
I hate driving up there.
Seven hours in the car for, up and back.
Okay.
And then, you know, and against being up there for, 50 hours? That's not enough turnaround for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's not pleasant. So, well, that's unfortunate that it didn't
work out.
Carrie
did remember to say happy anniversary, though, which was nice.
Did she get you anything nice?
No.
Yeah. Did you get her anything nice?
No, because I've been playing this game long enough. I know there's been no return on that. Besides, I don't have a car.
Well, you don't get gifts for a return.
Well,
Did you buy anything for yourself that showed up this weekend?
A microphone. Happy anniversary.
You bought yourself a microphone?
It was cheap. It was a $17
vintage,
microphone. No, it was a cheap guy that I saw on Timu that I wanted to experiment with. And then I saw on Saturday Night Live, they were using the same mic in the Congress sketch. So I was very happy.
Is this a microphone you would use for the show?
It will be when we take our cruise, because observe.
Okay.
It is a long game show host microphone. Huh?
Man. Get him into a therapist's office. That's for sure, as soon as humanly possible,
China.
Please.
China, yeah.
So,
but it's good.
You seem a little out of sorts, and I mean, you seem like perhaps you didn't have the best weekend. You seem a little bit...
Are you kind
fine.
Of spill something with the microphones?
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
But you just you seem a little out of sorts.
I think the microphone was not related to the anniversary. I think they happened concurrently, but it's not.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about the microphone, but I just, you know, is everything okay?
Is it ever?
Well, I mean, Rob.
That's not a good answer.
Josh, let me explain something about Rob. Yes. This is what we call trying to get some information.
All right.
I know him well enough to know his mood, but I don't know how to, like, get information out of him.
The this weekend was, up until now, and we've done pretty good on our anniversaries. I mean, and there's been 28 of them leading up to this 29th.
Congratulations. I mean, my God, that's a
long
hell
time.
Of a record. It's been together
a long time.
That's keeping it together for a long time.
It really is. A really, really long time.
You beat us.
See, that's what I mean. When I hear something like that, even though it's a joke and you seem to be...
Well,
something's
amiss. We've always said we shouldn't do anything for it. It's stupid. It's just for us. But we invariably go out to dinner or there's a card or something. But this is the year we both finally just gave up. Didn't do anything.
Well, next year's a biggie. It's a 30 year. That's,
well, if we make it.
That's what you're saving everything for, the 30th.
What is the 30th? What is the, is it
it's
brass?
A noose. It's a noose.
It's a noose.
So that's the traditional one. The modern one is arsenic.
So there is disappointment in you because...
Yeah, but not in her, just in the overall situation. Because I think 29 years is pretty good.
30 is diamonds.
29th.
So you might want to start
GK Design said the 29th anniversary is apathy.
Then we did perfect. There will be no diamonds next year.
You know, speaking of anniversaries, we are getting ready to go... to Michael's tournament over the weekend. And I think as we're getting ready on Saturday, Carla looked at me and said, you know, Michael was conceived on this day 12 years ago or something like
Gross.
That.
Gross. We don't need to know that.
Well, that's what she said, though. So she's very much into the
I don't think she posted that on Facebook.
No, she did not.
How does she know the exact...
That's for people that like the show. I think I deserve a super chat for that.
How does she pinpoint the day?
I don't know.
Because it's rare.
Because I know where my kids were. I know when my kids were conceived. I know this for a fact.
I don't.
Okay. One was right around my birthday. It was after brunch.
Now you're trying to steal my thunder here a little bit.
You're doing what you do. You take Mike's thing and you make it grosser.
Yeah.
At an after lunch made it worse.
That's what he did. After brunch.
The other was New
really,
Year's
I wanna
Day.
Really, barf in my mouth right
at
now.
At Lansdowne. That was
okay.
Robert.
Yeah. Okay.
That's when they were conceived.
All right, very good.
I have no clue. We'll leave it that way.
So you wanted a little bit more out of the...
disappointed in us.
There is a sadness on you. Now here, can I just... This is very private.
Sure.
So I'll let you answer this the way you want.
Right.
Sometimes when you're like this, I will follow up after the show and I will call you and say, is everything okay? Because that's how I feel about you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is something else that you don't want to talk about, honor that.
Emphatically, do not call me, please. But
okay.
I will also say that I'm not disappointed in her or myself, but I am disappointed and saddened that us as a couple, we didn't do anything. That seems, like they said, apathetic.
But I think you should still make it up this week.
No, you can't.
You can.
Because you're a big one for like the day. Right?
You want to do it on the day.
Dirk Fastrick.
Attaboy,
thank
Dirk.
You. Super chat for Carla.
Oh, God.
God. We got the old juices flowing for Dirk. There you go, buddy. I love you, Dirk. Thank you very much.
Dirk, you should probably head to that place where he was conceived and see if there's a plaque or anything.
or go put one up.
So, yeah, I understand. I just sometimes when you're like this, there's more to the story, but you won't discuss it. And I just want to make sure.
It's fine. It's all the same. But I remember like last year, I bought
it. Your friend wants to say something.
Well, I was just going to say in 2025, what I tell people all the time is virtual counseling is great for everyone.
Yes.
Nice therapy for someone to talk to.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I've tried
cheap
it.
Cheap and affordable and everybody should be doing it.
Can I tell you something? I've dealt with this for, we've been doing the podcast for over 15 years.
Right.
And we have worked together for over 30 years.
September was 16 years, Mike.
16 years for the pod. So we've been doing it over 16 years. And so I know Rob's been talking this way about his marriage for at least 15, years. 16 years.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. That it's always been, if you listen to Rob on the show, you would think that, and I've, but by the way, off the show, I've listened to both of them. And you would think that there was no chance. They weren't. I mean, they talk. When they talk, it sounds like they're not going to make it to the weekend.
No.
I am not kidding you.
And they've outlasted both of us.
And they've outlasted me. And they've outlasted you. I mean, so I always double check to see what's
everything,
going on.
Everything is fine. There's just, it's a sad disappointment. Because, you know, I said, finally, I'm not going to do anything, and nothing was done. And
what's the difference? Is there any disappointment that isn't sad? You said it's a sad disappointment. Is there any disappointment that doesn't have a bit of...
I guess you're right.
For you, it sounds like a major disappointment.
Not major, but it is absolutely something that I had to come to terms with. That nothing is going to happen. You know what?
Our listeners today are counseling.
Yeah. They're very good in the chat room. None of them sent a card, but they're great in the chat room.
They're making... So kudos to Mr. Bag of Donuts.
Yes, I couldn't be more thrilled.
He's on his game saying disgust is their love language. Who knew?
I think we're very good at putting up with each other. Maybe some of the sizzle is gone, but then look at me.
You'd think?
Maybe this weekend was on Robert. Robert lives at home. He could have done something nice for his parents.
Yeah, do you think maybe he's putting a strain? I'm going to have a fry when I ask this question because I think it's
that'll make it even better.
Yeah. It's going to probably require an answer.
He did push his way into this.
You think maybe he's putting a strain? Really, you don't. You say you love having him around, but maybe having him, you know.
I don't think so. No, I mean, any strain that was there when both of the kids were out of the house. It's just, I think this is my own analysis. I think, as a rule, Carrie is pretty tired of me, but we're still married and we still love each other. But keep in mind, you get tired of me and you only get me 5 hours a week, and she's got me all the time. And so, maybe.
What do you do that annoys her the most?
This show?
No, she doesn't hate
no,
the show.
No, that's your wife. I know that,
maybe.
Too. I know.
She hates puns. She hates if I talk too much. She hates old TV on television, old movies.
Now you're just describing yourself.
That's what it is. That's exactly what it is. And, you know, she puts
she
up with
So she hates all
me.
The... But you know what? In my world... as far as watching something together, it's a big deal when that happens because we just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like when you've been married a while, you go your separate ways. We hang out.
We spend every evening and, you know, in the family room, and there's something on TV. She's usually lost on her phone, even if she chooses it to be something to watch. And then if there's something of interest, she relies on me to fill her in. So, you know, we do watch TV together.
She made it through the alcohol. So it's got to be better now.
I think for her, it's better. Oh.
Now, see, you can't blame her.
No. Mike, that was just a joke. Everybody's happier since
I'm sober.
Yeah, I know,
but it sounds like you're talking about she's tired of you.
I think she is.
But I mean...
Wouldn't you be?
Well, I think that...
I love that when someone comes up to her at, say, a party or a social gathering...
Here, if it's like our relationship on the show...
Yeah.
You will annoy, 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 and then I'll I'll remember what I love about you because you'll do or say something. Like right now, it's just, I mean, this is genuine, folks. This is, I'm really like finding out what's going on. I really want to know. But I mean, you'll say something funny or you'll do something silly or that. And when you do, it's great. And so that's why we've chugged along for as long as we have. And I, well, you know I annoy you when I grill you and when I bust your balls. I know that. But then you'll enjoy a bit that
together,
I do. And we'll have a great time. But as far as, but that's not living under the same roof by any stretch of the imagination.
My favorite thing is if we're at a social event, a party, or some sort of
you and together. Carrie.
Yeah. Okay. And they find out what I do, or maybe, God forbid, they've even heard the show.
Yeah.
And they'll say something to Carrie like, he's so funny, you must laugh all the time. Well, she doesn't. She hasn't really laughed in about 15 years at anything I've done. I can't play
her. Oh, now that's different.
But that's not completely true because I did go to the ball game with you two, and I saw you two getting along great and you making her laugh.
There
okay.
it is.
All right.
So in real
there
life,
it is.
Well, I think you exaggerate a little
bit
of it on the show.
He's playing sad sack here. It's not true, Josh. You just said it.
Well,
He's always put upon by me. He's put upon by
Carrie.
Wow,
this took a weird turn off
dummy,
the quick.
Dummy, but in a loving way.
Yeah, that's sort of her nickname for me.
But you just said she never laughs at you, and she and Josh said
I've seen it.
A month and a half ago she laughed
Maybe
at
a chuckle, but nothing like
a
what
a
I
year.
Deserve. When
See,
I lay out the really strong material, and she just sort of shrugs it off, that
but
hurts
want,
a little
you
bit.
You want sitcom laughter. That doesn't
I do.
Exist in real life.
Well, it did for a while. She used to. She really did.
Does
used
she
to
even
think
laugh?
Funny.
There's something I offer in my relationship. I wonder if you get it. Either of you. Does she ever laugh at you?
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
See, Carla laughs. But most of the laughter from my kid and Carla and my daughters, it's laughing at me.
Oh, her favorite thing in the world is if I screw something up. She loves
it. You know, Jim, you're a dick. Jim Phillips, you're a dick. It wouldn't hurt to get a little counseling if both parties would be willing. We're trying to have a little fun here. You know, we really are trying. I mean, really, that's such naked. You know, when somebody like that says it's going to help, but it's like it's cruel, isn't it? To read
of course,
that. That would
is.
Hurt my feelings.
Right. Mm-hmm. It is cruel, Jim.
There, but, I picked on Jim.
Thank you. But I don't know if it maybe I really do need to have my meds looked at. That might be part of it right now because Prozac makes me not a happy guy. I think it works against me in certain ways. It keeps me level, but I don't
Isn't
get
that
to,
an antidepressant?
Yeah, but it, the
it's like a mood balancing.
The balanced mood I have is not great.
Jim Phillips, dick.
Yeah.
Who, you or me, Jim?
What?
No, Jim, I'm just sort of obsessed with the comment. People, when we've been off for a while, the comments sizzle. They really do. They're fun to read. I want to ask this about you, Rob.
All right.
With the situation being the way it is, you know, sometimes I thought that everything was kind of fine.
Yeah.
Did the weekend suck because things have... just slid into
overall,
a little bit more of a malaise. You're talking about Prozac. If you're taking a med that's supposed to be an antidepressant and it's doing the opposite, making you feel sadder,
it gives me dread somehow, but the pill does, not my life. But
sorry.
It does.
It gives you dread? Jesus Christ, stop taking it, man.
Well, you can't just stop. You can't just
dread
stop.
Dread is horrible.
I already have an appointment.
I know they say that. Do you think maybe sometimes we're being dragged along by big pharma if you stop taking it, your head's going to explode.
Well, if Mr. it gets Kennedy. Any worse than it is when I do take it, I don't want to not take it. I want to figure out what's up. I also think I probably need something in its place. I also take Wellbutrin, which I play very well with, but the Prozac just seems to make me a little darker in my thoughts. Nothing suicidal, just more like sadness. I focus on it.
And here we go. This is
was it because we gave you the day off yesterday? The weekend was too long.
Yeah, the weekend sounds like it.
Yeah.
Jesus. Hey, I got to ask you this.
Yeah.
When was the last time? When did you start feeling this way on it? And have you talked to your doctor about going off of it?
Started Prozac about 2 months ago, two and a half months ago.
When did you start feeling weird on it?
Well, they always say give that, you know, 4 weeks, give it a month.
Yeah, big
and,
fun.
Well, I know, but I mean, if it's going to take a little while to make me feel better, I can invest a month.
You really want the effects of it. I'd give it a good year first. That's so, what I would do. Yeah. Mm.
After about a month, it started happening. So I have an appointment with my doctor. And I'm on standby to get in to see him sooner to see if we can't find something else. Because, you know, I'm not angry or anything like that. It's like quiet moments if my mind races when I go to bed and I think of weird, dark things and I don't like it.
All right, what's the darkest thing you think of?
How the family's going to do when I'm gone.
Really?
Yeah.
So your death.
Yeah. Very, but it's not by my own hand. I want to be perfectly clear.
But when you talk about the family after you pass,
yeah,
do you mean like them getting along and life moving on, or yeah, your funeral?
No, there'll be no funeral. We've been through this.
Rick's take these broken wings and learn to fly again. People are funny.
Can you name the artist, Mike?
I forgot who.
Mr.
That's 80s rock.
Yeah, it really
purest
is.
Form.
I think about that, and I hope that they're going to
Jesus,
be okay.
I have to say, this first segment of the show is just going, it's like this to me. You know, I mean, people ask me, and I'm not trying to say that the only thing that brings me joy is to hear Rob's problems,
right,
but I just want to say that it's a day like this is why I come in here.
Yeah,
because I just never know what's going to happen.
Me too.
Yeah, this wasn't on the pre-show meeting.
I never know what's going to happen. And Rob is happy to know that he's giving joy to our listeners and to you and me.
And
Josh.
Also, it makes me happy to get stuff like this off my chest. You know this. Mm-hmm. It helps to talk about things.
Oh, it's therapy.
Yeah. When you go to those dark places,
yeah,
do the soul gummies help? Does that pull you out of it?
You know what? I've tried with and without. When my waking hours, the soul gummies and the soul soft drinks, or hard drinks, I suppose, they do help while I'm like up and around. But when I'm up and around, like Mike, when I got the casts off, no, but like when I'm awake,
run, Rob, run.
But when I lay down in bed, whether I've had the soul or not, the mind still reels. Yeah, so that's just the ABCs of me. And I think a lot of times I didn't have to deal with it.
That's tough. I don't experience that. I don't experience that.
You've always accused me of having a dark sort of thread through me.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it is
the alcohol,
there.
Did the alcohol numb that?
And like, I was just about to say that. I think that when I was drinking at my very most towards the end there, I was drinking enough to almost pass out on an evening basis. So when I went to bed, my mind wouldn't wander. It wouldn't go to dark places. So the drinking, I think that was part of it, a little bit of self-medication. And also, I liked the ritual. I just didn't need to do the ritual as often as I did and in such large portions. But when you're drinking, I would fall asleep faster. And then your mind doesn't spin.
Yeah,
I
would stampede to it. Did this start in earnest when you started taking the Prozac?
About a month after.
Because, I mean, really, these... I know that they claim that some of these things are overprescribed. And look, I don't know. I mean, I take them, and I also think that... If there was anything, I've never had one that made me feel worse. I've definitely had ones that was like, do you feel the same? Yeah, I feel the same. I don't notice any change. But then...
this has really steadied me, like, during the day.
How would you not be? How has it improved you? What would you be like without it if you didn't take it? Because when you say steadied you, I'd like to know what that means.
I would probably, without it, I have higher highs. I laugh harder. I have more fun doing some stuff. I can have a really, really good mood. But off it also, I can go low too. So okay. I feel it kind of takes the top end off and the bottom end off. And that in that way, it's successful. Just weird things about it. Like, I can't cry. I just can't. I've watched movies and things that have made me cry my entire life. Now that I'm on these meds, I just can't do it. And I guess that's fine, but I also think that's them taking off the extremities on both sides, because I'm not going to get to the point where I cry. Although I feel that
now I have teeing it up for him, Josh, because we have to go to. So before the meds, how often would you cry?
Oh, hourly. No.
I hope you enjoyed this opening segment of the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike O'Mara along with Rob Spiewak and Josh Sirocco. And you are listening to Therapy 101.
And I want to thank all those people that kicked in those copays in the chat room.
Yeah. Wait, thank you, Dirk. Thank you. Who else did? I forgot.
I think it was the owner of Mike's Red Hots.
Mike's Red Hots. Thank you very much. We've got some lovely news coming up, and we'll continue this. We never know what direction it's going to go in, ladies and gentlemen, but it'll go in a good way.
Do you think the news will make me happy?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks, the most fun you'll have this football season. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can actually pay off. I've been playing Prize Picks lately, and I love how quick and simple it is. You just pick more or less on at least two player projections, and that's it. In less than a minute, you can make your lineup, sit back, and enjoy the game. This week, I'm keeping an eye on Josh Allen for more than 270 passing yards, and Barkley for more than one rushing touchdown. And you can even stack the same player up to three times in one lineup, with pass yards, rush yards, and touchdowns only on Prize Picks. And if you're like me and you want to see what other people are picking, you can follow them right in the app and copy their lineups with one click. Prize Picks operates in more than 40 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and all deposits and withdrawals are fast and secure. You can even use Apple Pay, Venmo, MasterCard, and more to pay. So download the Prize Picks app today and use the code TMOS to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That code is TMOS for $50 in lineup after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right.
As the weather cools down and we spend more evenings indoors, your home should feel like a sanctuary. Avocado helps you create a natural oasis with organic mattresses, cozy pillows, soft bedding, and thoughtfully designed furniture. Avocado products are carefully constructed with premium materials that are better for you and the planet. Certified organic mattresses, pillows, bedding, and sustainably sourced wood furniture make it easy to transform your home into a restorative retreat. Avocado uses premium materials and expert craftsmanship, so their products are designed to last. They deliver lasting comfort and better value over time. Better materials and thoughtful design lead to better, deeper sleep. And quality rest impacts every part of your life. Invest in your comfort. Every product is thoughtfully made with the planet in mind, so you can feel good about the comfort and quality that you bring into your home. Plus, they offer easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase easy. Avocado, dream of better. It's better for you and better for the planet. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis. Absolutely. Hey, cat people, is your feline puking, pouting, or just ready for a serious diet glow up? Enter Smalls. Smalls protein pack, vet approved and delivered straight to your door. It's no wonder cats.com crowned it
meow, 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 meow.
No, cats.com crowned it best overall cat food. You can get 60% off plus free shipping with the code TMOS at smalls.com. But hurry. It's a limited time only. It's really good stuff. Actual human being Elizabeth C. raves, after every meal, he zooms around the house. Now, do we have the cat's name? What's the... all right, I'll make a name up. Yeah. After every meal, Sparkles zooms around the house and his fur looks shinier than ever.
That's how I was before I took the Prozac.
I know it was. I wouldn't recommend anything else. Try it risk-free. Yep, that's a full refund if your cat turns up their whiskers. Feed them Smalls, buy some right meow. Now meow.
Now.
What are you waiting for? Give your cat the food they deserve. We've got a cat story in the news today.
Excellent.
For a limited time only, because you are a Mike O'Mara Show listener, or you are an Mike O'Mara Show listener. you can get 60% off your first Smalls order, plus free shipping by using the code TMOS. That's 60% off when you head to smalls.com and use promo code TMOS. Again, that's 60% off your first order, plus free shipping at smalls.com. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll return to this. I want to hear
you.
More. I want to make sure you're doing okay. I want to make sure everything's fine and fine as wine and all that good stuff. And make sure you rewrite that copy. Fox News, the former employer of Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, has joined a near unanimous outpouring of news organizations rejecting new rules for journalists based in the Pentagon. Fox signed on to a statement with ABC, CBS, NBC, and CNN saying they would not agree to Hegseth's new rules, saying, quote, "The policy is without precedent and threatens core journalistic protections." So far, only the conservative One America News Network has said its reporters would allow and follow follow these regulations.
Do you still take their news?
I don't even know where to find them. Okay. Hegseth has said that outlets who don't agree to the new rules by the end of Tuesday, that's today, which restrict reporting on news not specifically approved by his team, will be evicted from the Pentagon on Wednesday. The Associated Press says it will not agree to the rules either. So the hits keep coming. There you
God,
go.
That's so screwed up.
Stalin-like. It's very Politburo-like. Yeah. So
do you know
we'll
why
see.
The Pentagon is Pentagon-shaped?
I don't. It's a geometrical figure, is it not?
Yeah, but it is designed that way because of the massive layout of floors in the Pentagon. The Pentagon shape is the fastest way to get from one point to another because you can cut through the courtyard if you need to. You don't need to go all around the building. So in cases of emergency, you can get to another place in the Pentagon faster based on its shape.
So that means the journalists can leave quickly.
Exactly. Or hide in the courtyard.
Or hide.
They can put up a little tent. It would be
hide
nice.
Hide and stay. Alec Baldwin and his younger brother, Stephen. He's the least of the Baldwins, isn't
he?
Yeah,
I've met him.
They escaped injury when their vehicle struck a tree in New York. I've struck a vehicle.
Would you like to see a video of the car?
Oh, okay. Yeah, because it says that the Range Rover, nobody was hurt, but the car got a little. Yeah, I do want to see it, please.
So this is his car. He definitely hit. This is an old tree. And he's now getting out of his car. He looks to me shaken.
He said that he swerved out of the way of the trash truck.
Oh.
But then the dash cam came up and showed that wasn't an issue.
Wow.
He looks great.
He does.
You know, it's a blessing that he wasn't, during the accident, playing with a prop gun.
That was on page 6, by the way.
Are you sure Stephen wasn't driving?
No, it looked like Alec, the 67-year-old actor, was there. His brother's 59. They were attending the Hamptons International Film Festival, where Alec serves as co-chair of the executive committee.
That's right. Stephen sells popcorn.
He sells trinkets outside.
He does, yeah.
Let's see. He said, it was a trash truck as big as a whale, as Alec dramatically
You want to see some of his dramatic announcement from, I think it was Instagram?
Yeah, sure. Let's check it. It's Alec. Come on.
I just want to post a quick message. I got all this inquiries about my car thing this morning. I was in a car accident this morning. I'm fine. My brother Stephen was out visiting me. On Long Island, and we spent the weekend out there for the film festival. I do want to take an opportunity to congratulate everybody on the staff of the film festival, David Nugent.
I don't need the thanks, but you're right about the drama, Mike. Very, very dramatic.
Well, he's an actor.
He should have brought some of that drama to when he hosted Match Game. Listen, we've got a clue. All right.
But as an actor, he can even make my brother Stephen, who's visiting me. It doesn't. It's actors.
Yeah, it is actors.
It really is. So, glad he's fine.
Me too. I always root for him.
A new poll by CBS found the average family that stocks up on candy early will eat their way through the entire stash not once, but twice before they make it to Halloween.
But what kind of candy?
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavors. Shannon. Yeah, one in four said they've even had years where they had to restock three times or more. So waiting another week or two might be a good call. I think people with small children, probably that's true when there's candy in the house. 55% said they usually have to run out and buy more candy at the last second, no matter what. We don't because we don't get trick-or-treaters. So
yeah,
we don't,
and we have no candy in the house right
you
now.
You eat the candy?
I eat all the candy.
You love candy? You're a candy fan?
What we have to do is we have to get the chocolate stuff to hand out because I don't eat that as readily as the other stuff.
So you eat like Starburst?
He's a Skittles guy.
I'm a Starburst, Skittles.
So you like the gummy
flavored
stuff. Candy.
I like the fruit-flavored candy.
Okay, all right. Well, that it's true. So. I believe it 1,000%. A family in Pennsylvania went on a road trip last month.
That's where
I said I had a story about a cat.
Yeah.
They went to 100 miles into the trip when they pulled over for gas. That is when they realized that their cat, Ray Ray, was along for the ride. But he was not hiding inside the van. He was clinging to the roof. They had one of those soft cargo carriers on the roof.
Sure.
And Ray Ray was somehow digging his talons into the fabric. I know they have claws.
Yeah.
While they were speeding down the highway at 70 or more miles per hour.
It's a shame they don't have a brome. Because that cat could really dig into the leather.
And really mess it up.
Yeah,
the family couldn't believe it. Ray Ray was unfazed, so they decided to just continue on and bring him along for an epic vacation, which included running a marathon in New Hampshire and then driving to New York to see Hamilton. Oh, big adventure. Of course, they needed supplies, so they went to a pet store and picked up a litter box, food, and one of those cat backpacks. When asked about the adventures, Ray Ray licked his right paw, tried to bite the reporter, choked up a yellowy fur ball, and farted.
Good old Ray Ray.
Yeah, cats.
I love it. They asked Ray Ray. He said, "I'm fine.
my brother, Stephen.
Stephen the cat.
I was in the Hamptons. My brother, Stephen, was visiting me.
I'm so glad that I want to congratulate my owners for buying the litter box.
Why don't you ask me, Rob, about the trash truck that cut me off?
The tree was right there.
It's a giant tree, an old tree. The trash truck was as big as a whale.
I'm not so sure the tree wasn't moving towards me.
I believe it was.
I guarantee it was.
It was magic. It was a magic tree. Stephen? Stephen?
What?
Popcorn?
Stephen, what did you say?
Sunflower seeds!
Oh, he loves them.
Anyway, I'm Alec Baldwin, and I'm an actor.
That's right. His brother, Steve Baldwin.
People have been asking about that thing, that pittance, that trivial. I'm fine, by the
way. I'm fine.
For those of you that want to know, I'm not injured.
I want to read to you the list of everyone who has anything to do with this festival. And what a fine job they did.
Stephen, please, put your seatbelt back on.
Sunflower seat!
Get back into your car seat.
I told you to stay in your car seat.
Thanks so much, and for the film festival. What a time. Stephen, who is out in the Hamptons visiting me.
Stephen enjoyed the festival. He watched the K-pop cartoons.
After every festival Stephen comes to, we get ice cream.
Hillary Clinton celebrated her 50th wedding anniversary by posting a bunch of throwback photos of her and you-know-who.
Hey!
And they're actually making people thirsty. They're also eliciting comparisons to either Sydney Sweeney or Sabrina Carpenter. Hmm. And people are suggesting that one of them should play Hillary in a biopic.
Yeah, then, I saw the pictures. They reminded me of Richard Carpenter.
No, I think that Hillary in her day, I think she cultivated a bookish look.
Okay, I'll buy that.
I think she always did, but I think she, she was attractive in her own bookish way.
I don't see her as a thirst trap type. I looked at some of the photos. Bill looked great.
How are you?
Hi,
but
Bill.
He was looking at her like he looks at every woman, you know?
Yeah, you're
in
right.
In that one picture that we saw where he was young. I sure want to do you.
Hey, Bill.
I want to do you. Yes.
I know you're up in the Hamptons. Did you hear about Alec Baldwin's accident?
Yeah, that thing. Yeah.
That car thing.
Right. I donated to Stevens Fund.
Good for you.
Here they are side by side.
Yeah.
About the same work. Age.
That's Sabrina Carpenter, right?
Yeah, yes. In color.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's I mean, I think that who's that? Is that Sabrina Carpenter
that
again?
That is Hillary on the left and Sabrina on the right.
Oh, do we have any?
She should grow her hair out again.
Who's that?
Hillary. She got long hair there.
Almost like selling Bibles door to door hair.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only way I can describe that. So they're all the Sabrina Carpenter comparisons.
Yes,
you know. Look at those 70s pants that she's wearing.
There. I like the pants.
Very 70. Hi, dear. How are you? Nice to see you. So anyway, they're saying that, you know, that would be a comparison shopping thing if you wanted to.
Sydney Sweeney
everywhere, you know?
Yeah, too much. Too much.
I certainly look every time there's a, you know, there's something about it. Was, what was it? Sydney Sweeney in a string bikini and
it has to keep rhyming now
and pull ups whatever the stockings are that go up the thigh, you know what I mean, where they're just up to the thigh, you know what things
old fashioned
hosiery. Sabrina Carpenter.
Well, I know, but you're showing Sabrina Carpenter, but they mentioned Sydney Sweeney, and then I moved on to Sydney Sweeney.
Okay.
There is a bikini picture of Sydney Sweeney. This is the one with
Sydney Sweeney bikini.
Sydney Sweeney bikini, teeny bikini.
Oh, I see.
And it, you know, Sydney Sweeney is show-stoppingly attractive in a very unique way, which I think is, hello, dear. I'm sounding like I'm 66. I don't need to do this. Yeah. This is not appropriate for my age.
I don't think she's all that.
I do. I think
she's got sleepy eyes.
Yeah, but
she
always looks like. Here's what I think about Sydney Sweeney. They were talking about the Hollywood. It might have been. The Jeff Bezos wedding that everybody went to, and they talked about the fact that she was
for a movie role.
She was the showstopper of the that everyone. And I think if she walked into a studio, Rob, you would be like taken aback because she's that strikingly unique and pretty.
She walked into my home. And I was.
She was
I'm
visiting
fine.
Me. I'm fine, by the way. There was a trash truck. It was as big as this giant whale of a trash truck. Cut me off, and I hit a tree. Yes.
Hello,
my
Hillary.
God. Stephen, is that a trash truck? What's going on here?
Sunflower seeds.
Oh, Stephen, that never helps.
Oh no. Oh my God. Anyway, finally today.
Yes.
Want someone to know that you are upset? Someone to know that you got a beef with them? Well,
sure.
Just throw some actual beef at them. A guy in Florida, of course it was Florida.
Yes.
He was arrested for a drive-by cheeseburgering. 26-year-old Jordan Cotto showed up outside Atlantis Gentlemen's Club in Largo, Florida on Saturday.
Never been to that one.
And he asked to talk to a manager. According to police, he used to work there. He ended up getting into an argument with someone, then went to his car, grabbed a cheeseburger that was inside the car, and chucked it at this dude he was arguing with. It hit the guy's shoulder, and cops arrested Jordan for battery. They said the man he hit wasn't seriously injured. Not badly, hopefully.
Not badly, yeah.
But the burger did cause bodily harm.
Damn it.
Really? A burger? Anyway, Jordan admitted to throwing the burger from his vehicle and told police he would do it again if he could. No regrets. He also got arrested last month for stealing a gun from his office. This is a Florida story. It gets more Florida.
Who did he steal the gun from?
He was arrested last month for stealing a gun from his uncle's boat.
Oh, my God. So his uncle keeps a gun on the boat.
On the boat.
Yeah, you need that.
You think he swapped it with a hamburger?
And then he sold it to another relative for $300.
Oh, within the family?
While they were smoking. Anyway, He's facing charges for misdemeanor battery. I guess you say that, you know, outside of the Atlantis Gentlemen's Club, they were throwing buns inside and out. Yeah, let's go see those buns, baby.
It would be like Miss Doubtfire, a drive-by fruiting.
A fruiting, yes. Bodily harm. That meant the cops didn't like the guy. Yeah. Are you always having trouble shutting your brain off at night? Rob was just talking about it.
I do. I have trouble.
Sol's out-of-office gummies are your ticket to calm, helping you relax, quiet the noise, and drift off naturally. With the perfect mix of CBD and THC, they deliver a smooth buzz that melts stress, lifts your mood, and sparks creativity. Choose your vibe from a light 1.5 milligram microdose to the bold new 15 milligram gummy you want to fully unplug. Mm-hmm. The 15s are great. Try their out-of-office beverages as well. It's a refreshing, alcohol-free way to unwind solo or with friends. Tastes so good. And when it's deep restorative sleep you're after, Sol's sleep gummies have you covered. Every product is hemp-derived, delicious, and crafted with wellness in mind, so you can actually feel good about feeling good. These things can make your mindset 100% groovy, baby.
Love it, baby.
And nowadays, that's a good thing. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Sol today. Right now, Sol is offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSol.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSol.com, promo code TMOS for 30, as they say in Ireland. 30% off, people. That's what we're saying to you right now. All right, I wanted to cover a couple of things.
Good.
The baseball tournament season continues with my kid, and we made a little discovery. The good thing is the tournament was in our backyard. It was in town, so we didn't have to drive.
Not really in your backyard, though.
Not in our backyard, but certainly close. Come on around. Come on. Come over here.
Yeah, the HOA would not like that in the backyard.
What's that? What's going on?
Tournament.
Oh.
What?
Florida boy, no shirt.
The tournament, yeah, yeah. Come on, lean in and say hi. Yeah, oh, yeah, well, put a shirt on then, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, go steal a shirt from your uncle's boat.
So, as a matter of fact, Michael, just come in and say a quick hi, because I want to talk about your tournament a little bit. They won,
good.
And then they won again, and then they won again, and then they won again, which meant they played three games on Sunday. Two on Saturday, three on Sunday.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't
Does
get me wrong.
Does it ask more of the player or the parent of the player?
Maybe a little taste of both.
Yeah, I think
maybe,
so.
Maybe a tiny taste of both.
Was three enough to win the tournament?
They were runners-up. So, hey, bring in your ring. Bring in your runner-up ring. Come on now. I want to show everybody your runner-up ring. Come on now. Oh, and get.
Sound a little like Uncle Baby Billy. Bring it over, y'all.
So, yeah. Educated by scripture. I'm Baby Billy Freeman.
Kills COVIDs.
Right. Here we go. Just hold it right up to the camera so they can see it. This is what they get. The camera's over there. All right.
Yeah, they do a much better job than ribbons when I played.
I love the rings.
I love the ribbons.
He's going to show you his ring. You got to hold it real steady when you put it in front of the camera. Ready? All right, it's going to come right over my face. There it is. Let's see, it'll focus. Pull it back a little bit. I'll stop.
Actually, get closer. Ah, there it is. Oh, that's nice.
Now, how does that look on your hand?
Put it on your hand, buddy. Put it on your hand.
Wear it.
And it has an American flag on it, which I think is important because this is the greatest country in the world.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. Now, did you wear that to school today?
Did you wear it to school? No, hold your hand down. There you go.
A little big.
Yeah, he'll grow into it.
There you go.
Or Mike, give him a lot of salt, and his fingers will swell.
Up good.
Do you have a chain for him to like hang all the rings on?
No, is that what they do?
I believe so.
Oh, that's cool. All right, there it is. All right, say hi.
You could at least put it on a lanyard.
Thank you.
Or be like Tom Brady and wear all 10 at once.
Oh, he's great, isn't he great?
All right. Yeah. You got three?
Yeah.
Well, show him all your three rings. Josh
says
you should put them
off at two.
You should put them on. On a chain. No, yeah. Just hold them in your hand and show all three of them. Or you can put them on your fingers.
Mike, you must teach him. You have to teach him showmanship.
I know.
He's lacking.
He hasn't had his course yet.
Or get one of those
Look at that. Look at the rings.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that looks great. Get one of those IKEA hands that you can then hang them all on.
Josh is giving you. Can you hear his suggestions he's making for the IKEA? All right, get out of here.
Or
they're
just going to end up in a junk drawer. You got to display them.
Yeah.
So what's your idea? Putting them on a chain? Well, you can't wear them. That would be too heavy, probably, right?
It'll build up some endurance and strength. Yeah.
But I like the idea.
Yeah,
of doing
either
that.
A chain to hang them all in his room, or I think one of those IKEA hands.
How about a jewelry box with a glass top?
You know what? That's kind of cool.
That works too.
I like that. A trophy case just as a memorabilia. Now, you were asking about the door is closed. God, Jesus Christ. Sick. Five games.
That's
in
a
two
lot.
Days.
Yeah.
And then they make you like
did
wait
you,
an
did
hour.
Did you have
and
enough
half
sunflower and, seeds?
I went through sunflower seeds. I went through sorbet that they sell out of the little truck. I went through lousy hamburgers. It was, you know.
You need the sorbet because those sunflower seeds tear up your mouth.
They do. It just by the time it was get there at 9 o'clock on Saturday, get there at 9 o'clock on Sunday, and then two games on Saturday, no problem at all.
Right,
we came back at
the
like,
traditional doubleheader. It's an appropriate amount of baseball.
I think we left at like 5 on Saturday, and that's like we expect it's going to be the day. That's what it's about.
Right.
And you bring your stuff and you hang out and you watch your kid play ball. Nothing better. Saturday, got to be there at 9 o'clock. They win, then they get a game.
Well, this is Sunday now that you had
Sunday.
To be
Sunday they have a game. Another game at 10:30. They have a 10:30 game. Then they have a 2:30 game, or 12:30. 12:30 game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they win that, and then we got to come back, and they're scheduled to have a 5:30 game. And it's like by the third, fourth inning, I'm like, if we were in like Orlando, Florida, three, four hours away, you know, kill me now.
Yeah.
Kill me. It's as much
and
as I love watching
And where's your ring?
It.
You stayed for every game. Where's your ring?
At the end of the day, the kids are tired, the parents are tired, and the only people expressing any joy are the winning team. If you're not the winning team, it's kind of, but it was fine.
And the
you
person
know?
That put on the tournament.
It was
And the snack bar lady.
Oh,
she had to be excited.
God. It was dark, and we were leaving when it was dark.
Was it the tamale lady?
No.
Oh,
no, it was
drat.
Not the tamale lady. It was lengthy. To say the least, it was lengthy.
Did all parents stay for all games, or did some duck out?
Well, I mean, some parents don't come at all. I mean, that's just the nature
that's
of the
tragic.
Well, no, I mean, some parents can't. Some people work, you know, and have commitments.
I imagine a lot of them are at church.
Yeah, it's Sunday. They're at church.
At mass.
It was a big bowl of okay. Mrs. O'Mara and I there for every inning. We were there for every single inning. And I was learning more Spanish terminology. Went with one of the moms to a real like roadside Spanish taqueria where we had tacos between the games for lunch. It was spectacular. Eso, I now will be going to take him to a Spanish-speaking coach for hitting, and I feel like I've been adopted by this family, and I am delighted. Oh, and by the way, the kid's family, Michael and this kid Sebastian, are best buddies. So it's just
great.
Oh,
that's cool.
They're new friends. Those are my buddies at, I'm loving every minute of it.
I'm going to leave Saturday out of the picture. Let's just discuss Sunday for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You got
Sunday
there at 9.
Sunday is when, after the 10:30 game, we had to be back, I think at 12:30, something like that, or 2:30. I don't know. That's when we took the little trip to the taqueria.
What time on Sunday, Eastern Daylight Time, or standard, I guess we're still in, what time did you totally feel this is going on too long? How long did you make it in the day?
As we were waiting for the game to finish with the team, the winner that we would play, and that game went on and on and on, and I was like, this, you know, you say to yourself, Josh, I'm sure you've been there, you say to yourself, there's got to be another way.
Yeah.
There's got to be a more efficient, but there's not. That's, I mean, they've done it. They've been there. They've done this before.
Well, that's
when I thought, hey, this is going on too long. It was
kind of
crazy.
Yeah, in that case, it's frustrating, but that's also the beauty of baseball. That's
it
why
is.
We saw a playoff game over the weekend go 15 innings.
15 innings. It's baseball, and if you love baseball, you're fine. It just, by the end of the day, it's like, especially when you're not on the winning end, and you're just going, okay, let's go home. And it looked fine. I'm not bitching. I love it. I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change it.
At least you didn't get the announcement that Josh got at softball this morning.
What was that?
Well, end of the game, we finish our games, and everyone's collected. And because of all the rainouts, we have makeups on different days. And they say, the coach just goes, all right, everyone will be here Thursday for the makeup game, except Josh, because he still works. I am the only person on the team that has a job. Wow. They are all retired men.
I love it.
Wow.
I
love that. Oh, my God. That, you know what? You're free to manipulate the schedule any way you want to, yeah. Josh. Anytime.
No, Thursdays are too busy for us. We're
they
not going to change Thursdays.
They are our busy day of the week. I love my life. I love what this is. I love that I'm doing this late in life. It's just spectacular. I really love the kids. The kids that, you know,
it's the best.
You know, I say that about a lot of teams, and I think what it is this age group and these kind of kids that participate in this stuff are just, it really is all American. It really is. And they're just sweethearts, these kids. They're just good boys. They really are.
It's the perfect age for those baseball
players. It is. It's, yeah. They're still little kids, and it's just fun to watch.
But they want to be there.
They do. They want to be there, and they're having, and it's fun, and I'm not quitting baseball. What I am quitting is the Ed Gein story. I am quitting that.
You didn't think it was good show.
First of all, the most, I don't know what episode you're on, Rob.
I finished it.
Rob, when he has the matronly lady that he dug up on his kitchen table.
That's the worst moment.
We were done.
Yeah.
I said, I can't go on. And I wrote this down. Who makes this crap? I mean, really.
Well,
I understand. Look, I understand the story is about a horrible maniac serial killer, but man, oh man, almost a little too much telling that story as far as
also,
I was concerned.
Also, this guy that did it, I don't know the producer or the director or the writer's name, but he did a great job with the Menendez boys. He did a great job with the first season, too.
Right.
But because the Ed Gein story is, you'll pardon the expression, so cut and dry, he had to invent all that other stuff to pad out the 8 episodes.
And I didn't need it.
I didn't need it either.
It just, to me, was way, way too much twisted. And in a way, here's what I think. When you're telling these stories, when you're getting the clickbait, when you're getting the views,
yeah,
you're getting the views because it's scary. That's what it's supposed to be. The trailer is scary. The little placard with the face off, you know, the peeled face off. That's supposed to be scary. Make the show scary.
I don't feel that when Netflix tells us what the number one movie and the number one series is in America on I don't think it's true.
Yeah.
I don't think Ed Gein was the number one thing watched this weekend.
I don't think so either.
It's no good.
It's manipulated.
Yeah.
Jim P. writes, the more I find out about this Gein fella, the less I like him.
That's a Norm MacDonald joke.
Don't you think that it should be more the scare? What do you think? I mean, really, when I wrote Who Makes This Crap, and I'll say this to you guys, what the hell are they trying to do? What are they going for?
They can't really do it because the story told as a true horror story is Psycho. And you can't remake Psycho. They tried it. It didn't work.
Right.
And, I mean, what I think what it boils down to is
they sanitized it and made it creepy at the same time.
I think Gein is creepier than he is scary. And asking us to stay invested in a creepy story for 8 hours, that's a big ask.
That's the problem. They made it too long.
Yeah.
It's long, 90 minutes, 2 hours,
you'd be good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel as though, in a weird, perverse, twisted way, they are in some way, would the word normalize because they're just, they soften the horror.
They do.
And I don't think I want to see that.
I don't want the horror to be horror.
Come on now.
I don't want to see him sympathetic in any way.
No.
And they do. They make him a sympathetic character, and that's wrong.
You can't do it. It was just very, very, and the girl, very sick and twisted and all that. I don't know. And we finally went, that's it. That's enough. Had enough of the old perverino, where he's banging dead bodies.
Does Roseanne's sister get the Emmy? They've already started the campaign for it.
No.
I bet she's nominated. And
yeah,
I bet
you're
she's
probably
in it.
Right. But you know what? Draw your own conclusions. A lot of people are watching it. And yes, Dirk, go Mariners. Mariners appear to be, at least so far in the ALCS, unbeatable. So there it is.
Isn't that an old Larry King word?
What's that?
Unbeatable.
Unbeatable. we'll return, and we've got so much. I don't know.
Lots of things.
You pick, Rob, when we come back. It's your call. I will let you make the determination. You can talk about your trash can scam, Josh's doctor, or your beard. When we continue. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is powered by Incogni. Vroom. What is it? I'll tell you. Shut up. Yes, he's telling you. Okay, then don't interrupt. Incogni is your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal, Wade. Data brokers scoop up your info. They get the names, they get the addresses, they get the social security numbers. They sell it to whoever's paying. It can be scammers, it can be spammers, creepy marketers, Ed Gein, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing.
I have your PIN. Oh, so it's ringing again.
Your inbox is a mess, and identity theft is always
lurking.
Data breaches jumped 72% in 2023
from the previous year.
Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data.
Did you say wipe?
Stop it, Ed.
Ed, quiet. Yeah. It's a commercial.
They wipe it from over 230 brokers, keep monitoring, push back. When brokers resist, you stay off their list, period. With four flexible plans, their protection always fits you and your family, and you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Bottom line, if your data's out there, you need Incogni. Use code TMOS at incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. incogni.com/TMOS. That's incogni.com/TMOS.
Unbeatable.
Unbeatable, Rob Spiewak.
Today we spin the wheel, and I think we've had enough of me. So let's hear about Josh at the doctor.
It's a good idea. And you said he went to the doctor.
I did. I went to the, I told you guys before I had issues with the eye doctor because he told me to just start wearing reading glasses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which I did, but I'm not happy about that. But I don't think I've shared on here before that I got LASIK done 15 years ago.
To correct a vision
to correct
problem.
My eyes. And it worked great for about 10 years.
Yeah,
my vision was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started wearing glasses and contacts again. Well, I finally reached out to them and said, hey, my LASIK's gone. It doesn't work anymore.
Oh, so you reached out to the LASIK surgeon?
I reached out
to
the LASIK company.
Was it Dr. Samet of Maryland?
I don't know who it was.
Oh, because he was the famous one that bought an ad schedule.
Well, maybe
on our show, right?
Because yeah. I originally got it done in Annapolis. So maybe
so. I think it is him then.
Didn't somebody get it for free on the show?
Was it Robert the Mailman?
I don't know.
It could have been Dennis.
That was teeth. That was teeth.
Could have been Dennis.
Well, I'm nothing but a misfit. Go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
So I called them and said, hey, what's this lifetime guarantee you told me? Because mine hasn't worked for 5 years. And they said, okay, you just have to come in for a test and see if your eyes can still handle it, and we'll retouch it up and fix it.
That's good.
So I had that test today. And what made it weird is I go there, and it's all the standard eye tests like they normally do when you go to the eye doctor.
Sure.
Yeah.
But the eye doctor was not there.
Okay.
The eye doctor was virtual on a monitor for me to talk to. And there was like an assistant there to run things and point me at different machines. But the eye doctor was virtually on a screen for me to talk to.
Was he still in Annapolis?
I don't know where she was.
Okay.
But she was controlling she was controlling the machine and going like left eye and hit the little button and the right eye and seeing everything on her end.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt very much like the future. She's in this white room.
God.
With controlling everything in my room.
And this is where? All right, so you're in St. Augustine, Florida.
Yeah, I was
where is the doctor located?
No idea. They don't tell me.
So they, but it is
when I get the surgery done, it's in the same office I was in today.
Okay, all right.
So
I hope she doesn't do the surgery like virtually.
I don't know.
Push harder. Push harder, nurse.
I hope not.
Did you get curious at all and like pepper the people there? Where are you?
Yeah, they said that. So I had to go on a Tuesday morning for this, whatever they call it, to redo LASIK, the reconstruction or something appointment. Yeah. And they say they always do it on Tuesday mornings, and they say the doctor is always virtual for those.
Okay. All right. And so that's fine.
I don't know.
What it says
did the doctor have did she appear to be like poolside? Oh, she was in a white room.
It definitely looked green screen.
I was staring with your glasses. Too perfect.
Mm-hmm. And you say the doctor, are you sure this woman wasn't a nurse? Because I don't know about women doctors.
Oh, stop it, Rob. Jesus Christ. I mean, so...
I think what this says to me... Mike, what this says to me is that this doctor in the white room with black curtains, this doctor has several offices probably sprinkled around...
I think so.
Florida. Yeah. And when they book the surgeries, they'll... Roll them in an office.
Schedule the doctors on campus.
I
already do all this teledoc virtually when I have a cold or something to get medicine. So really, that's just the future of doctoring.
Yeah,
like we're going to go to the office, and that's what it's going to be.
Yep,
doctoring. So were you a candidate? Are they going to be able to do it?
Yeah, they think so. One other person has to look at my charts, and then they'll approve it.
So right, one person so has to look at his chart is Alec Baldwin.
I see Soroka. Soroka. I was driving to review Josh Soroka's charts, and this trash truck is big as a whale. My brother Stephen was visiting me. I'm fine.
Was he able to get LASIK surgery?
No, unfortunately. He got sunflower seeds caught in his eye.
Sunflower seeds!
Thank you, Stephen. That'll be enough.
The baby of the family, right?
The baby, yes.
The baby.
I'm Alec.
That's good news. Then you're going to did they give you any kind of timetable?
No. They said they'll call me back. So we'll see. They said you might still need reading glasses.
My A1C from my recent physical was still in range, but higher than last year.
Oh, dear.
Beware.
Modify.
Carla O'Mara writes Tella, even though she's in the next room. She is writing Tella. Telehealth.
But it wasn't telehealth because I was in the office.
Yeah, Do you think the white room did it appear to be perhaps a virtual backdrop?
Yes, it had to be virtual. Oh, it was too perfect.
I was hoping she was in the billionaire's bunker underneath the ocean.
Right.
Fun.
Didn't want to see me.
All right, well, keep us posted. I'd like to know what's going on. It's a shame you couldn't have gotten it done before you went to the Frying Pan Festival. That's just
disadvantage.
I know. Do you have some beautiful video with us today, Rob Spiewak?
Surprises await you around the corner.
Now, she's in the next room and she's listening. And my wife has been busy. Listen, I want to tell you about what she offers on her online thing. But she's been busy with her new location here in the beautiful, scenic, sunny Fort Myers, Florida. We're very, very excited about that. We want everybody to come visit during the Florida season to see Carla and get your facial from her in her brand new store that should be opening up very soon. You all have heard about the incredible weight loss people have experienced with peptides. With these prescription medications, people have lost incredible amounts of weight. I personally lost up to 80 pounds, probably about 78 pounds total.
To see you is a sight to behold. You really look like a different guy than
what
fun. I grew up
with. The medications work. You can lose weight, too. Here's the great part. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. The medications that I still use today, I get through the mail, the U.S. Postal Service. Just by going to DermGlowSkin.com, you click the weight loss button, you choose your peptide, you take the quiz, and then a doctor, just like going to a med office that Josh didn't go to, a doctor will approve your prescription, and it's delivered to your front door. At DermGlow, they know that these amazing products are not cheap. That's why they have three great payment plans for you, ladies and gentlemen, and they accept HSA and FSA. Don't miss out on huge discounts on select medications through the end of the year. Now is the time to stop the food noise and feel like yourself again with DermGlowSkin.com. You only live one life. You deserve to make it the best. You owe it to yourself to visit DermGlowSkin.com. Rob Spiewak.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Hot Kiss.
Oh, Kiss all summer long on W.
Oh, WAVA had that too. Same package.
Yeah. Great, great jingle. Mm-hmm. Mike, I want to open with something not for you, but for Josh.
Okay.
Josh, you've never lived in Kentucky, have you?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
Here's a neighbor that you would love to have in Kentucky.
This is Halloween. More and more homes are getting really spooky, right, with their decorations while they're preparing for all those
trick-. By the way, I haven't seen a home yet as spooky as this anchor.
Treaters, and there's
I don't think
home
she's spooky at all. Where do you see her eyes?
That's actually trying to set a world record with their display. Alexis Barton is there right in front of the home right now. All right, so it's not spooky during the day, but what's it look like?
I love the hairdo.
So right now I'm at this home on Village Green Drive in Cold Springs. And
so
you're
selfish.
Right, Trisha, it's not as spooky yet, but you're about to see what it looks like at night. This is one of a kind, incredible. Today I got to talk to the man behind it all, Halloween Herm. And he tells me not
Halloween
only is
Herm.
He trying to set that world record, but he's also trying to raise money for kids here in Kentucky.
Every year we aspire to get bigger and greater as we continue to tell our story and just try to spread joy.
For decades, a Cold Springs family.
A nozzle.
He is a full-fledged effing nozzle. Sorry. You can do all the good you say you want to do. It's all about you, Dave.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It really is, yeah.
Halloween Herm.
Just spreading joy. Honey, where's my white tuxedo jacket?
So that's in Kentucky. Meanwhile,
what a nozzle.
What would be the next thing? I guess Christmas would be the next time you have an occasion to buy a Carla a gift, right?
I buy gifts for Carla.
I know you shower her with presents. But I think.
But what
this...
do you buy the person that has everything?
That's true.
Gee, there's always something more, Josh.
Yes. I had the red ball from Target. So Target is known for having these 700-pound red concrete bollards outside of their stores. And so I went inside inquiring about purchasing one and was referred by management to this website. We're actually able to customize the concrete balls to look like Targets. And so I talked to them, and they were so kind to actually give me a discount on a 24-inch concrete bollard that looks exactly like Targets. However, I was still on the hook for over $1,000 for this one single concrete red ball. But I figured I was in too deep at this point, and so I just went ahead and purchased it, set to arrive in just a few weeks. And lo and behold, a few weeks later, the red ball actually arrived, and it was massive, arriving on a pallet, and no single person could lift this. I mean, it was literally 600-700 pounds. So I actually had to call multiple men to come help me haul this thing inside, and after using all available manpower, we finally got it inside and placed it on the ground. And I was sure this thing would go directly through the floor because of its weight, but luckily enough, it held up, and now effectively will forever be here because, well, it's literally too heavy to move. But it adds some nice color to the background.
I like that guy.
So, $1,100 like will just about
He's
do it.
He's not the nozzle like the other guy.
No, do you want to see the nozzle again, Mike?
Yeah, show me the nozzle.
All right, hold on.
Spreading joy around. Where's the white tuxedo with the stripes on it? Me.
And he tells me not only is he trying to set that world record, but he's also trying to raise money for kids here in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right. Every year we aspire to get bigger and greater.
Thank you, Rob.
And he couldn't be Halloween Herman. He had to shorten his name.
Well, he's busy.
He goes back in the house and says, "Who wants to get hit? I tell you, if you talk to me while I'm in that shot, when I'm on the TV, I swear to God, there is going to be an ass whooping in this house."
What was that? The Crisley mini the reality show? Todd Crisley.
Yeah. That's Halloween Herm. I'm the creator of the Dead Spring Cemetery.
You know who loves that is Stephen Baldwin. Domino's is really bad pizza. Good if you're in high school. I remember it was so novel in the late 80s that you could get a pizza delivered naturally.
They're my favorite of the fast food pizzas.
Oh, that's good. Okay. You enjoy yourself.
We have a couple local pizzerias in our area that I find much, much better. But they're rebranding.
You're a traveler. You've been to New York City.
Yeah.
I mean, you get yourself a Domino's and stack it up next to a pie from New York.
Of course.
You know? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and restaurant pie. And I'm saying out of those fast foods, Domino's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut, Marco's, the ones here.
I put Papa John's ahead of Domino's, I think.
I don't.
No.
Really?
Domino's redid their pizza a few years ago and jumped it up my list.
Well, I know that Stephen Baldwin loves it. So let's see.
Sunflower seeds!
That's what he wanted.
Let's see how they have revamped the image of Domino's Pizza. Domino's. We're cranking up the heat with brighter colors. And we're making everything more vibrant.
What, their packages? What?
Yes.
So they want us to care about that?
A brighter red and a brighter blue?
Yes. Everywhere you look, Mike.
I hate advertising agencies now. They used to be creative. Yeah, they really did. Creative. They really used to be creative.
Now, Mike, they have a new spokesperson.
My nose. I got it, bro. That's it. That's fine.
That's Shaboozy. Shout out to Shaboozy.
Just for that end part?
Yep. Here we go.
My nose. I got it, bro. That's it. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. See, the in Domino's is like a yummy sound.
How much do you think he got paid for that?
He got paid in pizza.
I'm sure he got paid pretty well.
Yeah, buddy.
Mike.
Yes.
A world record was broken over the... No, let's hold on to that. Let's look at this very rare lobster.
Okay.
I know you're a lobster guy. Sure. You know a lobster man.
Mm-hmm.
This is in upstate New York.
Turning now to a strange and fascinating story tonight. One man's mission to rescue a rare lobster from a Henrietta grocery store. 13 Wham's Daniel Finkelstein heard from him and the team of volunteers helping him with the rare find tonight. Daniel, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Stephen. This is something you don't see every day, but Kyle Brancato of Brighton spotted it earlier last week at the Tops Friendly Markets on Jefferson Road. That lobster is now on Long Island with volunteers who plan to give it a new lease on life.
You know why?
This rare discovery, a 1 in 30 million find, according to the New York Aquarium, part of the Wildlife Conservation Society. Kyle Brancato stumbled upon it while shopping at the Tops on Jefferson Road.
What is it?
By the lobster tank, and I saw this bright orange lobster, very different from all the other ones in the tank. Brancato knew he was looking at something special, and he decided to save it. I think the only reason it was still
so it looks like it's been cooked already.
Yeah, it's an orange lobster. So he got it and took it home and put it in his pants.
So the prize crustacean. I'm Finkelstein.
He saw it at Henrietta's grocery store.
Let it bite my penis.
Well, here's what he did with it.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Here's a
little peek.
Hey,
there's a little peek. Yes,
you might want to run some spell check on Maine there.
Yes, siree.
No, it's his main dish.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Very good.
Yeah. Maybe just a splash of color like Domino's.
More color, mo better, right?
More color, more money.
Yeah.
This is true.
Shaboozy.
The inside will be black and white.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Speaking of black and white, let's close
it. Say that. All right, go ahead.
It will be. All right. Like every cookbook, you don't want to distract with
color. No, color. Who needs it?
Speaking of black and white, I have yet another Elvis AI for you today.
Oh, God bless.
And this is so great. And as an Elvis fan, I have to explain why. Because they've put Elvis in the classic 1933 movie, I think it's 33, King Kong, the old original black and white.
Yeah.
And they're calling it King and Kong. But here's the beauty of it. It's not just Elvis in the movie. They add musical numbers like it was a 1960s Elvis movie.
Okay, I'm all in. You've explained
it.
I get it.
I love it.
Okay.
In the dark, I find a spark. Your light leads me home. Though the night may roar and the skies may tear, I'll never let you go.
Elvis, it's coming closer.
The King and Kong.
Yes. Mr. Presley, you still chasing legends?
Depends who's telling the story, sir.
There's a ship sailing at dawn, headed for a place the maps don't bother
with
Skull
Island. There's no lips moving.
That's her, Cap.
Oh, there we go.
Big as a nightmare and twice as ugly. Skull Island.
Folks say no one comes back.
Well, reckon we'll give them something new to talk about.
Palm trees swaying, moonlight playing, carry me over the sea.
Easy now, keep it quiet. That's right.
Now he's going
along
against a dinosaur.
Never seen a place like this, darling. That skull on the cliff ain't whistling, Dixie. Something's guarding it.
And yet we're still headed straight for its mouth.
Treasure, don't wait for the timid. Stick close. If it roars, we run. If it moves, we shoot.
Mike, if it roars, we run.
Elvis Presley running away from Kong. King of Kong, baby.
I found such great joy in that. I don't know why.
I love them. Keep them coming. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, everybody. Thank you for the super chats. Thank you so, so much. When is Mike going to ask whether this is AI? Lick my Irish bag. Thank you.
Mike, that didn't have color either.
No, it didn't. No, it did not. There you go. And look at how much entertainment we got out of that.
There you go.
For Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak, Michael Barris is saying, so long, you dudes. See you later.
I'm fine.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, that was pleasant. Nice of him to stop by, don't you think?
You must have been the class clown. And I say, no, I wasn't. But I sat beside the class clown, and I studied him.
Nice beaver.